She is a health and wellness strategy from Walton, Kentucky, Miss Rhonda Plata.
Nice Rhonda, how
you.
Are you?
Good.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Phil. I challenge myself, my family, and others to be 1% better every day. And with that, my family and I have lost over 270 pounds and went from couch potatoes to our first 5K a few months ago.
All right. Congratulations.
So, thank you. So my question for you is, what do you do to challenge yourself on a daily basis, and what kind of tips can you have for us?
Oh, my God. What do I do to challenge myself every day? I wake up. You know, it all, for me, is in the definition of success. Because I've been blessed in that I don't have to work for rent money anymore.
Right.
And I don't say that in a braggadocious way, because when I was 14, I was smooth out homeless. Mm. I mean, I was living on the streets in Kansas City. My dad was a terrible alcoholic, and I was just living on the streets because it was safer, actually. So I know how to be poor. I can do poor. It's never bothered me, so I don't live life with sweaty palms. And so financially, that's not a currency that I am concerned with at this point. So I find other things that really drive me. And at this point, I really have made a commitment to try to make certain things change in America, like bringing mental illness to the forefront of the narrative in America. Right. Make it okay.
Yeah.
To not be ashamed.
Right.
Because I look at depression or anxiety or OCD the same as a knee problem or a kidney infection. It's just, why judge it any different? It's an issue. It's a problem. You fix
right.
it. And I'm committed to that. And I tell people this. If there's not something in your life that you're passionate about, and think about what I'm saying here, because I don't want these to just be psychobabble buzzwords.
Right.
If there's not something in your life that you are truly passionate about, then you're just burning daylight. You're just going through the motions. And if your children don't have something in their life that they're passionate about, then you're letting them just turn days into weeks and weeks into months. My oldest son, Jay, we couldn't get him to read a book in high school, and he wrote a number one New York Times bestseller his freshman year of college.
Wow.
And it was Life Strategies for Teens. And he talked to teenagers. He talked to a bunch of teenagers that were on drugs and a bunch of teenagers that were not on drugs. And he asked the teenagers that weren't on drugs, why are you not on drugs? And he expected them to say, you know, it's just morally wrong, or I just feel that it's just the wrong thing to do. That's not what they said. They said, I want to get on the debate team. I want to get a car. I want to be on the football team. I want to get in college. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it just doesn't fit with my passion. It just doesn't fit. There's no room for it.
Right.
The reason they didn't do self-destructive things is because there was something they passionately wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I've long since believed, if you want to keep your kids off of drugs, if you want to keep them from going out and getting drunk and pregnant and whatever, they need something they're passionate about that doesn't fit with. So I think you've got to be passionate. And I am passionate about things.
Yes.
I'm excited every day. Now, look, some days I wake up and I go, oh, God, I got to go down there again. And it's not every day is fun, but every day has something in it I'm passionate about.
Right.
I've been working on something recently. There was a man on death row, Rodney Reed, who's been on death row for 22 and a half years for a crime he did not commit. And for 22 and a half years, they could never get the needle moved. And so they came to me and said, will you help us? And I said, I don't know. I don't know whether I believe he's innocent or not. So they said, will you go talk to him? This was the Innocence Project. And I said, okay. And they said, because we haven't been able to do anything in 22 and a half years. So I went to death row and talked to him. And I was 100% convinced he was innocent, because I've spent a lot of my career in deception detection, and I can tell if you're lying and I can tell if you're not. Mm-hmm. And I trapped him every way I could, and I was convinced he was telling the truth. So then I got experts and determined scientifically he could not have committed that murder. And I spent the next 4 months just crazy and just pounding on it and pounding on it. And just 5 days ago, after 22 and a half years, they vacated his conviction and gave him a new trial. And that, I was just passionate about that. And
feel it in here.
Yeah, the people that really did all the hard work is the Innocence Project, because those 22 and a half years, they worked with him that time. They just came to me when they ran out of juice. They just couldn't go anywhere. And that gets me up in the morning. You know, that kind of thing gets me up in the morning. And I've got four or five of those cases I'm working on that I know are absolutely innocent. I have little sub-projects that are passionate that I work on in addition to what I do in the show. And I get to work with both of my boys. Mm-hmm. And they have their lives and their careers. One of them's a musician that's on tour right now with the Jonas Brothers, and one of them does television work with me, plus he has other companies, and I get to work with them every day, and that's a passion. I get to talk to them every day, and I'm passionate about that. So that's what gets me going, is just things I'm excited about.
Love it.
So I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, though.
Thank
Keep
you.
It up.
Thank you.
All right?
Love it. Thank you.
You bet.
You
good work.
Thank you.
Really.